Steve needs a 6 to 8 ounce portion of jerky. I gave you all the jerky we had, and it lasted only half the amount of time it was meant to. I felt like it was more important for you to have the jerk to eat during my time off. My plan is to make a batch before I leave for LSJ, and some of that will go to Steve, and the rest will go to you at LSJ when I arrive. Little St. James Island. That's what LSJ must mean. So logically, that means that they were doing this off of the island. Steve Hansen is sending jerky to your attention overnight. I believe it should be enough to get him through. Jeffrey Epstein is asking to bring him more jerky. I'm flying in on Friday. I will bring jerky. Is there a time I could come say hi and drop off the beef jerky? And that's from Jeffrey Epstein. Francis has time to come tomorrow. Show me how to make it. Jerky class anyone. He will bring you to taste his new jerky recipe from the restaurant. He sends a warm hello. He's working at a restaurant called guys, the restaurant's called Cannibal and Cooks. Wait for it. Beef jerky and steak. Can blank make some jerky? I think we should landscape all around the house to use the water if possible. If the main house is not enough. Are there any recorded images of Jeffrey Epstein with beef jerky at all? No, there are no recorded or publicly known images of Jeff Epstein with beef jerky. Who sends beef jerky to a lab for analysis? Wait, what? I was looking for the beef jerky as I knew it was in my suitcase, and I thought that maybe I left it on the beach, only to find a small plastic bag near my dog's bed. I'll email Francis to make us some more, as I need 6 to 8 ounces to send to the lab, and I'll forward to Francis the info to send to the lab directly.
Guys, I think something's going on.
What's this here? Apparently it's his last girlfriend who's active on Twitter right now. Check the mail. Names for hers again.
Oh boy, oh boy.
People are saying this is Jeffrey Epstein's last girlfriend. And this is the same name as inside of the files, and her name change hasn't occurred since 2017, before the files released. After years of silence, the truth. Jeffrey was innocent.
Really? Like, he just a good boy? He didn't do nothing wrong?
Trapped by powerful people who silenced him. I was his last confidant, and I have the evidence that they're still hiding. I'm not suicidal, just in case. You'll know the whole truth soon. They sacrifice children to Lucifer. It's an entire cult. Jeffrey got involved in their operation for financial reasons and to obtain Combroprot, but never participated in the rituals.
Oh, what is this here? I'll pull this one up and see it. That's crazy. She cooked in the brain? Maybe.
She ate the brain? Yeah, maybe she did. Wire transfer request form. A 65-gallon... Guys? 655-gallon sulfuric acid with fuel and insurance charge? They are dissolving bodies.
Yeah, that's just a weaker form of the type you can't get. The strongest in the world. People are confusing the two. I haven't gotten into the main jerky, walking up the jerky from the beach for you to eat it, shitting it everywhere. And by the way, I moved my stack around because I just had the newest stuff about buying babies, him openly doing it. But I'm glad somehow I moved it around and didn't find it, because it made me go back to X and type in Jeffrey Epstein buying babies. Just hundreds and hundreds, all him openly doing it, openly saying what they're doing. And then women in police reports and FBI reports describing exactly what he admits to in the emails. So I just sent like 15 links to the crew just to print those off. Kyle Serafin, an incredible FBI whistleblower, joins us to talk about this firestorm, because this goes to the heart of everything. And what do we do? Because this is causing a global revolution. People are really waking up. The bad guys are flooding the zones with pictures of Trump with his kids saying they're kidnapped children. They're flooding the zone with fake AIs of him that are admitted AIs. People want me to say that's the proof. And it's a diversion from the real stuff. We get some real on Trump, we're there. But you got a public that's kind of woken up, they're being lied to, but they're not sophisticated. And the globalists are using that. That is their main push. And then you got the Rothschilds and all the resignations in Europe, and Lord Mandelson, you know, living in the Rothschild castle. It's just, and Keir Starmer refusing to resign. They were going to put an Islamic woman in if he did resign. This is just crazy. Everything we ever talked about, all out coming out in the open, a DOJ trying to cover it up. When it destroys the Democrats, but Todd blames the Democrats, what do you expect? I mean, Trump is really screwed up.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Many people don't know that our enemy was not just a flesh and blood, but a spiritual as well. The gangs didn't just murder, rape, extort. They also worship Satan. Straight up, literally. When we went to their homes to arrest them, we discovered altars they'd been using for satanic rituals. This is well documented. We put up the pictures, the videos right away. But for some reason, the global mainstream media didn't think it was worth it to cover it. But we know gangs in El Salvador were satanic, and they worship Satan, and some of those gangs are here in the United States.
Every ancient culture, before they collapsed, they became what you could call satanic. And all the stuff described in the Bible, they basically dug up. Moloch, Baal, sacrificing kids to them. So I haven't even scratched the surface on all these documents, or the jerky being delivered, or sending it to the lab. And it's stem cells, it's Peter Nygaard stuff. And then I've got giant stacks here of him buying babies and talking to women that, well, you're going to pay me more. Well, no, I didn't promise that. I've already paid you. And Zorro Ranch, and then police reports, FBI reports, going back 15 years, 10 years, you know, women saying just what's in the reports. And then we've had one of the victims on, and you know, she was saying it years ago. Yeah, I was at Zorro Ranch. I was in a lab, and they were doing all, and he's got all these labs in there, not just dental chairs. This is so evil. But I called Kyle Serafin yesterday, and I called some other folks who I won't name who are experts on this stuff. I talked to DOJ folks. I talked to him, former FBI agent. And I said, just had it here. We'll pull it back up. Here it is. Got a little bit going on here. Just one of these things would be a giant investigation. My head is spinning. And, yeah, Todd Blanche has killed everything. Trump did not know that he basically fired without doing it. Removed him from the weaponization board, Ed Martin. I'll just leave it at that. And then I asked him about, you know, this document. Was I reading this wrong? And he said no, because he knows all the codes. And I said, well, taken with Blanche saying there are no victims and there's no crimes in here. We know there are. And then having Bondi say over and over again, undercover, and on TV at least three times, and a press conference, that's five times, it's played it last hour, that no, we've seen Epstein abusing hundreds of kids, and we got names, they're all in trouble. Now, and then a cabinet meeting months later, oh, no, that was just child porn, and then there's no victims, and then the deer in the headlights, Bongino and Patel, he acted alone, he wasn't a human trafficker, he didn't have accomplices, he killed himself, Crooks acted alone, just... And both of them look like they had guns in their head. A 3-year-old caught stealing cookies out of a cookie jar does a better job lying. I mean, I'll say this. I don't think they're very evil people because they are the worst liars I've ever seen in my life. And I don't think Bondi's been involved because she's like, yes, I've seen it. It's terrible. They're all going to jail. And later, oh, no, I didn't see it. I mean, it's literal Keystone Copville. And that's, I'm mad for the victims. I want to bring down the globalists. And now the Democrats have been handed a huge victory because 99% of this is them. All the real stuff. And instead, the White House couldn't have handled this worse. It's now attached itself by extension to being accomplices after the fact. And look, Trump's good at what he's good at, but everybody thinks he plays 10D chess and everything. He doesn't. Negotiations, business, common sense stuff. Yeah, he's good. Here, Trump, you know, he's like, I've been looking at this. And I've people that are there. He doesn't. He's like, I didn't do anything. I'm sick of this. They say Melania's a whore in there. Screw this. And I'm sick of this. And people are like, I'm sick of that crap. He'll go, and then they'll go, he'll go release it all. They go, well, there's a bunch of stuff about you. And he goes, what? I'm not. So it doesn't matter. I know what's going on. And it's been handled wrong. And it gets worse and worse. Trump has like 8 bear traps on his legs now. This is killing us in all the polling numbers. And then everybody's diverted onto the cover-up instead of the Democrats throwing up their eyeballs. So I like Massey, and I like them all. But I noticed that MTG, that left Congress, told Massey in an X post, now that Congress can get in and see the unredactions, go look at jerky, look at pizza, but also look at, you know, the CIA aircraft in Ohio that he was running, and Lex Wexner. I mean, my point is all the stuff we're focusing on is diversions. Oh, Lutnick lived next door, and out of all these businesses, they were in a co-investment company that was a venture capital but that had hundreds of investors. I'm not defending Lutnick. If he's guilty, yet there's nothing there that I've seen. Meanwhile, we've got the sex slave at the Hyatt. The financing's handled. Yes, I just bought 3 more babies. Who are you telling that to? SWAT team them now. And if I don't come out and say that, I am now part of this. And so I'm done. If I don't start seeing... By the way, I've had the White House call me since we were on, and I've had 50 minutes of the show, The Atlantic call me. And I've had The Atlantic Monthly call me in 10 years because I started the show saying I'm about to get into Lorene Powell jobs. We'll get into that. But let me shut up and go to Kyle Serafin, thekyleserafinshow.com, thekyleserafinshow.locals.com, on X at Kyle Serafin, batting 1,000, kyleserafinshow.com, on Rumble. /Kyle Serafin. Kyle, you just heard my rant. We talked an hour yesterday. We've been texting a lot. You reached out to your people. You've seen all this. What do you make of all this? What do you make of the gestalt I just threw out? And what do you think we should focus on? Because there's a lot to look at here.
There's too much to look at. That's the whole point. I think that's what you and I are recognizing. And I hadn't seen those emails that you were covering last hour. And those are, they're absolutely bizarre. I did a little experiment because I was really curious. Like, does the word pizza randomly appear in emails that I'm sending to friends and family members? So I went through my Gmail. You know, you got like a 5-6 years of your history of your life and whatever kind of transactions you have. So I just type in the word pizza. I want to see what's going on. When do I talk about pizza? Is that a thing that I do? Pretty much when I'm going to a pizza place. Like, it's the order from the pizza place. It's the receipt from the place if I bought it online and they send me an email. You know, that's it. That's the only time that I reference pizza. I don't bring it up with friends. It doesn't come up unless we're going to a place that we know. And it's like, hey, we're going to go to Pine House. Yeah, we're going to go to Pine House. Okay, cool. Like, I'll see you there. Well, you know, if you want to order first, this is what we order. We like pepperoni and basil. Like, it's actually really, you'd read it and you'd go, that makes sense. That I get that. A couple of regular people. I don't have discussions about jerky unless I'm ordering beef jerky. I used to work with a beef jerky sponsor. So sometimes we do that. Or my wife will be like, hey, we have to order more. We ran out.
But you're not, we're going to send the jerky to a lab. Oh, I sure need more. We're walking the jerky up. Or we've got one slice. It's glowing and loving. It's really good. But the 7 of you have to share it.
And so here's the problem with all this. And this is what you and I were talking about yesterday. So we'll make it available to the audience. Kind of this, like, this free-willing thought process. There are people that spent literally years investigating this. You've had a few minutes to look at it. It's been out for a couple, you know, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks. So you're looking at 3 million plus documents. What about the people that lived and breathed this as case agents, that every single day looked at it and tried to suss out what everything meant and put it in order and knows why those emails were there and how they were gotten to and what the analysts did when they ran through it? Why did we not have a briefing at the very minimum? Because we got Pam Bondi saying things that are conflicting, and I'm sure she got briefings, and they seem like they must be different each time. I don't think Pam Bondi has any idea what's in there. That's just my guess. I don't think Cash Patel knows what's in there. I don't think Dan Bongino knows. I don't think the current FBI deputy knows. I would bet you that a very small number of people who know what the case actually was knows why any of that is there. Where are the search warrants? Didn't they go to Zorro Ranch? Don't we have the belief that they went there and did that? They went to the island.
We know they grabbed hundreds of hard drives.
So where are the pictures from those? Because there should be entrance pictures. Whenever you do a search warrant, first you do a tactical clear. So you hit the door, you go through, you secure it, make sure there's no human beings hiding places that can jump out and hurt you. And then you go through and you take pictures of every single thing as it is, all what they call establishing shots from the outside of the street all the way in through the entire search. And then you go and you do all your searches and you find all your evidence and whatever you're going to take with you and you document what that is. And then you take pictures as you leave. I haven't seen those pictures. Where are those? Are they in the archives? Are they part of the 180,000? Why did we not just get someone say, look, this is the curated guide to what we gave you. This tranche of emails means the following things. This is what we ran down. This is why these names are redacted. This is what we discovered that basically has no bearing on the topic. It's a code word for drugs. It's a code word for something else.
Sure, well, let me tell you.
It'd be so easy to do, Alex.
I agree. But let me tell you, I don't want to call myself an expert, but compared to most people I am, I heard about pizza as a code word before the Pizzagate 10 years ago. And it's in FBI manuals that this is the stuff going on. It's very clear that's what they're doing. We have Podesta. We have emails that are confirmed where they're like the 7, 9, 11-year-old will be delivered to the woodland secluded area to the pool for your entertainment. They're well-trained, but they are children. And then his brother all into pedophilia and publishing stuff in the Washington Post, you know, with kids being tortured and calling it dangerous art. And then the whole group and the whole thing, I mean, and it's Hillary and all of them, we know what they're doing, okay? They're talking about Aleister Crowley.
No, I agree with you. I'm not discrediting any of that. Why didn't they put the people who work on this stuff for a living?
All the stuff I've learned over 30 years, and then it's like it mirrors what's in this, even the same players, what's in the WikiLeaks. So it's definitely, yes. it's definitely beyond sick.
100% that all the people that have been, sort of downplaying it and acting like this wasn't a possible, you know, that it's completely impossible. And it's obviously just talking about food and all the same code words pop up, whether it's grape soda or hot dogs or, you know, like you were reading pulled pizza and pasta and all this other kind of stuff. All of these things are not being addressed and they could be very easily explained. It's like, we know what they mean. You know, we have an entire division in the FBI that does violent crimes against children, and they investigate this, and they're based out of Maryland. And I got my Quantico roommate spent 8 years there as an analyst. They are experts on the dark web and what gets passed around and how things get set up. Freaking the FBI runs half of those sites as honeypot traps.
Listen, the Podesta manager, political lady, we covered this last week. She had a website that literally basically advertised small children. It said, here are the children for your parties. I mean, the thing is, this
stuff is not unknown. And the point of it is why did the attorney general get garbage? Why was she out saying one thing, changing her story, consistently moving, you know, there's files on my desk. We've got a client list. There is no client list. The whole thing. She wasn't apparently part of the final memo that went out in July of last year.
What I'm asking you is, I understand the process and all that. Why would Trump attach himself? Why would they start covering this up when it's all Democrats to boot? And I guess what you're saying is they're all compartmentalized. And that's kind of come out of just incompetent. And I'm not defending them. Now the Democrats. Well,
this is as far back as we've talked about this. The same process is going on, Alex. We're watching an agency discredit this administration and discredit anybody that wants transparency. They're like, you want transparency? Here's 3 million files.
You predicted
with zero
11 months ago. We got to find that interview. And it was kind of novel to me. I knew they did it. He said, no, they got bad guys in the middle level. They're setting them up every step of the way.
I'm currently fixated on the guy that's about to become the assistant director of the criminal investigation division. And his name is Heath, either Yankee or Janky. It's J-A-N-K-E. And he's the guy that's the special agent in charge of the Phoenix office right now. And so there, he just came into prominence because he's doing all the PR push for the Nancy Guthrie kidnapping, Samantha Guthrie situation. Like, he's out there talking in front of the press. And then everyone starts emailing me like who this guy is. And I start getting these, you know, tips in from all my sourcing and in the Kansas City division where he worked, and he was a scumbag. It's like all of these people have compromise on them. All of them default to defending the agency. And if that means that they're going to discredit the people that are at the top of the agency that say that they're going to go do something, whether it be a Bongino or whether it be a Patel or whether it be a Bondi, it doesn't really matter. And you know, at the end of it, it all falls on Trump. At some point, when you're the boss, and Trump has had atrocious handling of DOJ basically since 2017, they have never worked for him. They have always worked against him. They've always gone out there and looked at him as an enemy and treat him as such. And like his own quote unquote DOJ was the one he put Chris Wray into office. Chris Wray was the guy who signs off on the
and
the
that's
search
all another
subject.
He pointed this out. The former FBI guy that ran the fake Russiagate, they brought him back. They're bringing back all the top enemies right now.
Okay, here's how crazy it is. This guy, I'm going to call him Janky because I don't know how to pronounce his name. I don't know if the J is a H or whatever else. But Janky, who's out in the, he's a special agent in charge in Phoenix, okay? He was brought back into the FBI on the recommendation of a guy named Aaron Tapp. Aaron Tapp was removed by Kash Patel because he was the deputy assistant director at Criminal Investigations while they were doing Arctic Frost. So everybody got all up in arms. Oh, they're spying on these Republicans. They're going out and getting the phone records and all this kind of thing. They got rid of Aaron Tapp. Meanwhile, Aaron Tapp's buddy, who got kicked out of the FBI for sleeping with a colleague who was married to a cop in the town and had to leave because of adultery. He was also married at the time. And that's one of those big no-nos in national security. If you're willing to cheat on your spouse, then we pretty much can assume that you'll cheat on the country. Because if you'll lie to the person that you owe your life to and that you're supposed to be, you know, sworn and wedded to, like, why would you care about this nebulous concept of America? This is one of the reasons that they actually look for adultery is because Robert Hansen was flagged for that. So they always look for sort of marital infidelity as an indication of national security threats. This guy had to leave the bureau and he left. Then he got brought back in because Aaron Tapp said so. They kicked out Aaron Tapp and now they're promoting him to be the top guy in the criminal investigation division. The FBI has never been reformed. It is undefeated at the middle level where all the people, when I read these things and all the stuff that they dumped out there and they've been acting like there was nothing and they made Thomas Massie go and put through the Transparency Act. All of this stuff ends up falling down on one person at the end of the day. It falls down on Donald Trump, who is theoretically the chief executive in this country. And you can blame it on Bondi, and you can blame it on Blanche, you can blame it on Patel, and you can blame it on Bongino. You can blame it on all the people that have been the delegated managers that were meant to handle it. But at some point, the buck has to stop with the chief executive who's still allowing this stuff to go down.
You know, they came out and said, oh no, there's no new victims, there's no new files. And I went, that's Trump. And remember, he got mad at me. And 2 days later, he goes, no, it is me. And I know he gets, they put fake stuff in. It's Russiagate for him. It's a hoax on him. But it doesn't matter. Now, by him doing this, he makes himself by extension. What do you think the FBI was thinking when they released 3 million files, which I guess is a Herculean task, and they didn't know hundreds of emails about buying children, hundreds of emails, from him about sending blood product through the mail to rich people. I mean, they don't know.
Some people knew.
Well, so I mean, because this is all the well-known stuff.
Somebody put that in the file, Alex. Somebody serialized that document. Somebody captured those emails and made them part of a, whether it was a search record or
sure,
a subpoena.
Sure, but I'm saying that points against a cover-up. That points against a cover-up. Or are they so confident they control the corporate media that none of that will get covered? Because I'm telling you right now, I keep searching during the break. There's no corporate media picking up. Why are there thousands of references to beef jerky? Why are there hundreds of references to him buying children, him himself, with women saying, hey, you didn't pay me the full amount? Well, okay, but that really wasn't the deal. And I'll show these in a minute. I mean, this is sensationally evil stuff.
There are multiple tiers of what's happening here. Number one was there was an investigation, and we don't have transparency on what that investigation was about, what they uncovered, what the final result was. The odds of it being politically stifled is very high. Now, who did it and when? That also should be part of the story, because what we're finding out is that the emails that went back and forth between Patel and Bondi, they were not included in this tranche of documents that were released. So there were, you know, the mainstream media is doing their own kind of meta coverage, going like, hey, we're missing some parts to it. What we're missing also is the context of what was done, why, how they were gathered, and what they were attempting to prove. And then the question is, were they presented to the United States Attorney's Office? Which ones? Why did the United States Attorney's Office think that there wasn't enough to pursue an actual indictment somewhere? Why did they discontinue the prosecution?
Exactly. The corporate media is only focusing on are the politicos covering their ass instead of who covered up the crimes. And then larger, we hear there's 3 million more files, Kyle.
There may be tons of it. And here, so that's part one. So part one is the actual case as it was run by the people that were trying to get to the bottom of whatever was going on. And I don't have any reason to think that those people were operating in bad faith because I don't know them. So let's go by default that generally speaking, people who work in the FBI on the case agent level are not political activists, not generally speaking. They're people that get assigned a task and then they do it sort of diligently. And to greater or lesser competencies, they're attempting to find out what the answers are to the questions that are presented in We have an investigation. Was this federal crime actually committed? And is there evidence to support us going to prosecution? That's what they do. Okay. And there's not real politics necessarily involved in that. Then you get to the political level. And the political level is, well, can we continue on with this? Can we actually do this presentation to United States attorney? And are they willing to go out there and present it to a grand jury? Is there actually evidence of the crime? And if so, are we willing to go out there and take whatever that hit is? Are we going to let it happen? Is Maine justice going to let it happen? And that's another question, because there's plenty of examples of things that happened under the Biden administration that got squashed, per what I was told, whether it be about Hunter, whether it be about Jim Biden, the brother, and other things. It was like, nope, they're not going to do that.
You're going through
that's
all the minutia of it, and I agree with
you. All I'm saying is there's multiple levels of the so-called cover-up, because first is the actual investigation. Second is the presentation to actually move it into a prosecution. And then came the real op, which is what people are now sort of like getting spun on. We're missing the real levels of what the hell happened. And we're stuck in the area of why were these things redacted and who was in charge of that? Well, as far as I understand it, the person who ran the redaction program is a woman named Shannon Perry. And you don't hear her name in the media. And it's only being talked about by me and a couple of people that were in the FBI. But Shannon Perry was the special assistant for operations under Chris Wray under the last administration. And she's not an FBI agent. She's not a sworn law enforcement officer. She was a German linguist that came in just after 9/11.
We have still the Democrat Party operatives, just like we had Comey and his daughter, still in control as gatekeepers.
They all work there.
Yeah.
Alex, all the people that were every single person that is a manager of any sort of seniority in the FBI got there under either Comey or Wray still. And I'm going to keep beating on that drum because it's true.
So let me ask you this question, because I know you're an expert in all the minutiae and it's important people to hear, but big picture, just as a dad, just as an American citizen, as a veteran, the political fallout of this, if Trump thought Epstein was a problem, it's 10 times worse now. This has completely exploded. The Democrats are celebrating. They're diverting it all into the DOJ cover-up. When we have the holy grail of all these top Democrats involved in money laundering and human trafficking, if he had a DOJ would do his job, they'd all go to jail. He has them by the balls. So, but instead, they've got him by the balls now for the cover-up. And how does Trump extricate himself, or is it too late?
Might be too late. I mean, I think there's a lot of people. He's decided that his option is to attack Tom Massey. That's what it looks like. Like, that's what is that's the advice someone gave him.
Which only makes him look 10 times more guilty.
It makes him look very guilty. The guy who out there, you don't have to like Tom Massey, but I do. At the end of the day, Tom Massey did what? He and Ro Khanna pushed forward the Epstein Transparency Act. You only got a couple of people from the Republican side of it, and then the Senate overwhelmingly pushed it through, and then Trump signed it. So, Trump can say, hey, I signed it because I believe in the principle of it, but all he keeps doing is say, why are we not moving on from this? It's not going to go away because it represents something that is wholly scandalous to the American psyche, to regular people that are not interested in politics. They don't care about left or right. What you're trying to say with the idea that let's move on from this is that there should not be public accountability for very wealthy people who experience a different system of justice than you or even me or whatever else.
This has become the total litmus test. And now they just have.
We know that there's two tiers of justice, Alec. We know that there's two tiers of justice. What this thing has done is it's shown people that not only are there two tiers, but we're going to tell you about it. We're going to spit in your face and we're going to tell you there's nothing you can do about it. Because even if they pass a law to show all the stuff, we're still going to cover the names of the people that were involved in things that are weird. Or they could have given context to it and explained why they redacted them and how they actually found exculpatory information, found that the things that you think they are not really there, or these were fake emails, or they're placed there by somebody.
You're on
so
fire,
all those things could be true. They didn't do any of those things. They failed to get ahead and actually control any of it. Now it's just you and me speculating.
Well, I want to come back. A lot has developed since you were just on. They just had Ghislaine Maxwell testifying secret. The Democrats just came out and saying Trump's at the center of a cover-up. I have not gotten into Lorraine Powell jobs and what's happening there. I've not gotten into the buying babies. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, methylene blue is incredible, and we have the very best you're going to find anywhere at thealexyoakstore.com. What it's done to my clarity, my mind, my focus has just been wild. My workouts have been so much better. We have the best, ultramethylene blue, at thealexyoakstore.com. Here's what some of the guests on the show experienced when they took it, and Joe Rogan and others talking about my transformation that methylene blue has been a big part of.
How is Alex doing these?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting Yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. He's losing all weight. Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man. He lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on. It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. Let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it. Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it. Yeah.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, folks, we're 2.5 hours into the show, and you notice I'm not even plugged, which is how we fund the operation, because I'm too freaked out. I don't even have the energy for that, because my brain's been working so fast and looking at all this and going through all this, and I've got a lot of context and backstory on this. And I can see where this is going to go. And this is just Trump handing total victory to our enemies. Incredible self-inflicted wound. Incompetence, corruption inside the administration. And the Democrats, that if you actually look at this, it's all them. But instead, it's all about the cover-up. This is the most horribly handled thing I've ever seen. And you know, there's a lot of I don't give a damn stuff out of Trump, and you know, maybe it all works out. I just know that the confirmed stuff in here, we haven't even scratched the surface on, is so horrible. And the fact that we're not learning the names of who these people are. And you know, the Democrats, they're now able to go and look at this. The Republicans are. The Democrats are going to go pick and choose and try to find a few Republicans to embarrass. And if there's something bad, I'll be on their ass. I'll call for their arrest immediately. But the Democrats are so energetic. You know that if the Republicans would just go down there and go look up, like MTG said, pizza, you know, babies, jerky, because I have this stuff. But the names are blacked out. And you know who it is because you can already figure it out from other emails. And it's the leftist intelligentsia, just like in the WikiLeaks. Man, almost all of them are into Aleister Crowley. Almost all of them are into pedophilia. And it's not like there aren't some Republicans have been caught doing that too. But, I mean, these people are really as evil as they look and they act. And to watch this, because this will destroy Trump. It'll destroy his legacy for sure. This will lose the Congress. And you got the white pillars who just worship Trump and just say, shut up, it's trillion DHS. And, yeah, you'll see. Unfortunately, I'm right. And then you've got the doomers that think everything's screwed. Just go ahead and get Democrats in. This is a nightmare scenario. So Kyle Servant's with us. He's really smart. He goes over all the facts. And he's like, too much coffee, man, even worse than I used to be, which is fine. He's a smart guy. He wants to explain it all to you. But I want to walk through this now in big pieces with him because this just broke. So, yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell today. She says you just take the fifth the whole time, but we're hearing from House Oversight Democrat Representative Stansbury that it's Trump and that there are more than 36 associates, family members, and individuals directly associated with Trump in those files. And that's it. It's not Trump, but it's his people. Though they're not even a big part of it, it's still there. And we now know from some of that's come out that even stuff that's not illegal, that Trump doesn't want out there. The United States government is engaged in an active cover-up of the largest sex trafficking scandal and influence peddling scandal in the history of the United States, and Donald Trump is right at the center of it. So we'll play what you had to say, but imagine this. The Democrats have controlled the files, even when Trump was in. That's come out. They've had it all, but because of horrible communications, terrible PR, Trump doesn't ever come out and say that. He just says, it's a hoax. Don't look at it. I mean, it's like Bongino. Don't question me. You're all nothing. I know everything. You're all pathetic. I've lived a life. You've done nothing. I would say that if I wanted to commit political suicide. And it's like, why are they all committing political suicide? And then the Democrats, who are the really guilty ones, go free and get to be the heroes. It's unbelievable. Here's the congresswoman. We'll get Kyle Servant's take on it.
We know that there are more than 36 associates, family members, and individuals directly associated with Donald Trump named in those files. Now, there are now at least 9 or 10 other countries across the world that have opened investigations or forced their leaders to step down because of their mere association with Jeffrey Epstein. And the United States government is engaged in an active cover-up of the largest sex trafficking scandal and influence peddling scandal in the history of the United States, and Donald Trump is right at the center of it. And the person who is living to provide the evidence, who knows what is going on, is trying to invoke the fifth to buy her clemency.
That's all said authoritatively. A lot of that's deception. Trump should be ordering the release of the Wiener laptop that we know is beyond Epstein. But no, instead he's just paralyzed. Kyle Servant.
Yeah, well, what does the word associated even mean? I mean, all these things are just, they're... It's this internet game of playing like you're connected to or you've been associated with. I get these all the time. People have told me I'm associated with General Flynn. I've met General Flynn for about 90 seconds. I shook his hand. He didn't know who I was. You know what I mean? But it's like I knew somebody or I met somebody one time that knew General Flynn. So now I'm associated with General Flynn. And I don't even know what the implications of that were. I just see these things out there. This is the same kind of crap. So here's the problem. They're acting like Donald Trump is at the center of a cover-up. Well, there is a cover-up of some kind that's going on. And it's clearly happening because there was a crappy rollout of a bunch of information, which is too much for any person to handle. None of us can handle 3 million files. The people who gathered those files could. They could tell you why they're there, and they could at least put it into bite-sized pieces of understanding. But that's not what happened. What we got was they came out specifically under one man's purview. Donald Trump's the president. He's the chief executive. In theory, even though I don't think in practice, he should be the one in charge of the DOJ, and therefore he should also be the one where the buck stops with the FBI. That's not the reality of it, but that is who they're going to pin it on. So that's what they're saying. And we already had, what, 9 hours plus a full transcript and a whole sort of interview and proffer session that Todd Blanche did with Ghislaine Maxwell. And she got moved into nicer quarters afterwards. And that was kind of weird and interesting. And the question was, is someone going to suicide her? Is she going to end up dying? Or is she going to end up being pardoned? Which was a big question that people were asking. And she had nothing to say but nice things about Donald Trump, which is a smart move. Because Donald Trump theoretically is the guy who could pardon her. He could give her the clemency. But why was she convicted in the first place? And what other information was all involved in this stuff? And it's like they went after Jeffrey Epstein, both as a guy who was involved with underage prostitutes, was the claim in 2008. And then they arrested him again under who? Donald Trump's administration. Was any of the stuff released under Biden? No. What? So when I look at these people saying associated and cover up and even the mere name, like that doesn't fly for me. What flies is evidence and context.
Sure,
and
but what I'm saying is
they failed dramatically.
They failed. So what's going to happen now? I mean, you agree this firestorm is going to be incredibly bad.
Yeah, and Trump is handling this. I don't know who's advising him. I don't have any skin in the game. If Trump wins or doesn't win or succeeds or doesn't succeed, I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent who wants to see the country move to the right, like an actual right wing, which we don't have right now. And so the right way to handle this would be really simple. Stop attacking Tom Massey for trying to do transparency. Stop going after MTG. Don't be mad at Rand Paul, of all people. Like, you want to control this, then get out there and make the FBI do what they should have done in the first place, which is explain it. Make the people that are involved in this stuff. And by the way, how about you gut the FBI and gut anybody that's in the DOJ that screwed this thing up?
I agree, Kyle.
That gave bad information to whether it be Todd Blanche or gave bad information to Pam Bondi. Who the hell's briefing these people?
Well,
because when you choose your briefers, or the briefers get chosen, those are the people that are running the game. If you don't have the ability to read all three million files, Alex, and you don't, and I don't, and the president doesn't, and neither does Bondi, and neither does Patel, then the people that are presenting you, this is what it means, and this is what they're shading around the edges, and they're kind of ignoring, those people are the ones that are crafting what comes out of the mouths of the people that are going to be responsible. So the buck should roll right downhill. Like, think about this. If you presented something to your boss, and your boss looked like a fool because he didn't have all the information. You gave him a bad presentation. You gave him bad numbers. He went in front of shareholders or something. And then you wouldn't, unless you work for the federal government, in which case you probably get promoted and you get covered and you're fine. And so all those people have been fine for many, many years.
Sure.
And they all agreed to work under the previous
administration. But let me move into some other issues here then, because I want to pick your brain. I know what happens. This has been going on for a year. I thought a bunch of people have been in the meetings. When people bring up Epstein, Trump goes, "I'm not in there. I didn't do any of it. I'm the one that got him in jail the first time. I don't want to effing hear about it." And so what you have is,
that's a mistake.
I don't give an F. Well, but his idea is he doesn't care. So it's going to get bad. But going to your previous point, I started seeing last week, Jones is in the Epstein files. And I knew like a year ago it came out that people were saying, "Hey, Jones is talking bad about you, saying you're going to go to prison." Okay. And he goes, "Yeah, that crazy guy." Then I found like 15 other emails, all of them not liking me. But you can say Jones is in the Epstein files, but they don't show that to you. They just innuendo, like, "Ooh, Jones is in there."
I mean, there's videos of Tucker Carlson in the Epstein files, but they're from his Fox News show. So you can have somebody in a file. The question is what is the context and why was it in there? And why did the agent think that was relevant to include as a 1B and put it into the evidentiary form? Why? And this is what's missing. This is the entirety of it. And Donald Trump saying, "I don't care about this," or "I already handled this," or "this is some old news," that doesn't work. He's already seen it. He's been trying to run away from it for 9 months to a year, and it's ineffective. So at some point, if your tactics are not successful, you're going to have to turn around and own it. And the only way you do that, and the only way you break through any of this stuff is actual transparency, where people think, okay, now they're being square with us. And it shouldn't be about whether or not people are in the files or quote unquote associated with anyone. It should be theory of the case. What people did bad things. Why were they not prosecuted? Did we miss the statute of limitations? If so, you know, who said don't go on? Where are the declination letters from
shouldn't
the prosecutors?
Shouldn't Trump let them create an independent commission? Because if he has nothing to hide, he needs to hand off responsibility so they can't keep claiming he's covering up.
That'd be great. Yeah, special counsel, special committee, hand it all off. Let somebody who does it for a living go through it. How do you pick the people that are involved in that? Find people that are otherwise, you know, you're going to have to make it bipartisan. It's going to have to be people that are otherwise that are disinterested in anything national politics wise and don't want to gain anything out of it. But sure.
Well, you and I both said Trump trying to sweep us under the rug because he sees this distraction wasn't going to work. We've been proven right. He's just going to double down. But you know, what you just find there is insanity. I'm not saying Trump's insane, but the definition
of doing the same thing and expecting something different to happen.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, Alex? I actually had Erica Knight, who's the personal PR person, spokesperson for Cash Patel and has been for years. Erica Knight is a special employee of the FBI under some weird contract or something like that. And she asked me before Patel got sworn in, right before the confirmation. And she said, how do we handle this Epstein situation? What would you do? What's your advice? And I go, well, you know, I don't know all the things that are involved, but this is what I would do. I would grab a bunch of agents that have a lot of experience in white collar fraud. I'd want some that are involved in, you know, transnational organized crime, because that seems like it's part of it. Maybe one or two CI agents that understand the national security implications of it. And then people who deal with, you know, child pornography and child sex crimes. I would get those agents together and a handful of analysts, and I would look at them based on their body of work and their lack of political involvement, and I would sequester them. And I would write off all of the requirements the FBI normally does to bother you with all kinds of nonsense. Like, oh, you have this requirement to watch this training and learn whistleblower training.
So you run them off the leash, put together a task force.
Sequester them.
A task force.
That's what I said. I said, put them in Idaho, put them outside of the circuit, put them away from Washington, D.C., away from New York City, away from where all the politics are, and sequester them somewhere where they can do a TDY for however long it takes, a year, 18 months, and just tell people, we're getting to the bottom of this. We're going to go through all of it with fresh eyes, with people that are otherwise uninterested. We're going to get some prosecutors from the DOJ, some AUSAs that are going to be assigned to this task force as well, and they will follow wherever it leads. And they will personally run down the leads instead of sending it out to some field office and wonder what agent's doing it. It's so easy.
It's probably 100 people in here that are obviously trafficking kids. So this is not that, and then you got money laundering, you got all sorts of stuff. I mean,
Alex, they do this with regular street gangs every single day. There is what's called RICO investigations. There are what are called Talk West or Talk East, transnational organized crime. The FBI is actually really good at doing long-term, complex, sort of large-scale mapping. Investigations. This is like where their bread and butter is. Yeah, mapping out what is the nature of the crime and the conspiracy, who's at the top, who's at the bottom, what are the foot soldiers, how do we attack all of that stuff? And if you got nothing to distract you and your priorities were just come back to us with answers. And you know what's crazy? After I told Erica this stuff, she came back to me with a press release within about 90 minutes of having that conversation. And she was like, here's the press release. What do you think? And I went, no, you can't release something that you're not actually already doing. Like, find the people, assign them to the thing. You want to tell people you have a press, you know, a press release. You better have actually done the task force. Don't just announce the task force. And this is where Trump has gotten himself into trouble. It's not specifically Trump, but this entire administration continues to send out PR messaging and think that is the victory. Announcing that we're doing something is the something, instead of actually going through and carrying on what they expected you to do. And this is what I keep seeing over and over again. It's a disaster because people actually listen to it. They read the headline and they want them to do it.
No, we know there's a disaster. We know it's being done wrong. And I'm not mad you're doing this, but you're kind of going back over that. I want to get your ideas on new stuff that's unfolding. Trump's not going to do any of that. Todd Blanche is totally arrogant. He blocked Ed Martin and everybody else from doing any investigations. The administration's paralyzed. Where Trump has executive power, he's getting a lot of good stuff done. So it's paradoxical. I'm very happy he's there. But also, this is going to end up destroying him and really destroying hurting our populist movement. You're not going to be able to stop it. It's too organic, and it's worldwide. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, do you agree with that? And B, versus the...
you and I talked about this the other day. You can be outstanding on foreign policy and you can make great decisions on the world stage that benefit the United States. And people used to make that argument about Nixon. I mean, that was the argument, that he was brilliant at it, that he understood what was going on. But he got caught up in a couple of domestic scandals, messaged them absolutely horribly, and everyone uses Richard Nixon as the person who was commensurate with an absolutely failed presidency, right? He goes down as being a crook. That's the famous thing that people think about, whether or not he was capable and whether or not he was sabotaged from the inside, which he probably was. So you can be great at some things, but the one thing that Americans regularly look at and they expect you to do is affect things positively if you say them. Trump's worst characteristic, and I don't know how he got away with it for so long in the way that he did, because it's really unique. It's an unusual sales tactic. And you've done sales and I've done sales. Usually the best way to do sales is you underpromise, you overdeliver, and you overwhelm the customer with an experience and getting, you know, more than they paid for and make them feel really great about it. Donald Trump does this other weird thing, which is not common, and maybe it's only in the highest end of sales, where he overpromises, underdelivers, and then he tells people, you got a great experience and you know you did, and look how amazing it is, and everybody wants what you have, and then people somehow feel good about it. That doesn't actually work on a lot of things, though, like where gas prices are or the inflation that goes on in this economy and the basic stuff, because our economy has gone on a K-shape. And there's plenty of different articles I read every single day that basically says people who have above average incomes are doing okay, and people who have below average incomes are not feeling good. So you're giving ground to Democrats to say, he said he was here for the working class. He said he was here for the blue collar. He said he was here for the guys that have calluses on their hands that are working their fingers to the bone. And he's not. And by the way, he's also covering up for pedophiles and child sex traffickers. And everyone goes, rah! And so then you're going to have a loss. You're going to have some people that walk away totally and just go, nothing you can do. I saw a really great video that was on a social media where a guy said, basically, we outsourced the revolution in this country. Which there was a revolutionary fervor in 2024 before the election, where people were talking about civil war in a really meaningful way. They were talking about a national divorce. They've been talking about it for the last 4 years. There was this like pent up aggression from COVID and from all the crazy stuff that happened and the censorship and the lockdowns.
The guy in the sleeveless shirt, with the black shirt that says lions not sheep.
Yeah, lions not sheep. Yeah, and what does he say? He says, we outsourced the revolution to one man. Which is a dangerous thing to do. I mean, like putting your faith in man is always a dangerous move. But human beings always tend to want this king. Like, will someone solve our problems? We're willing to cede agency if you'll just solve them, and especially if you say that you can do it. And Donald Trump did. I mean, I've got Agenda 47 sitting on my desktop at all times, and I open it and I refer to it. And he gets like a C- on there because some of the stuff he did, 100%. He shut down the border. He went after some of the other stuff. But like some of the things he couldn't do and some of the things I see that he's failed, and it's not on his own end because he never was going to be the guy that could do it. Like fixing weaponized government means you have to understand what the government does. You got to get people in there that are going to go out there and cut it down. And a Susie Wiles and a Pam Bondi and a Todd Blanche and apparently Cash Patel, those are not people that are going to stop weaponized government. And so, yeah, we outsourced the revolution. It didn't take place. We've been screaming towards something for probably 100 years, and Donald Trump didn't start this train, and he's probably not going to be the last stop on the train.
But he's
going to
get the blame for it. He better know.
But he's going to catch the blame for it. That's it, because they're going to do the declassification. They're going to show all these files and who's in charge right now. He's going to be that guy that catches it, even though the previous administrations could have declassified and didn't, could have exposed all the stuff and didn't. The guy who went kicking and streaming into it, and it looks terrible, right? It looks bad to resist it and say that this is done, and are we still talking about Epstein? People can't get over the three things: abusing kids, the sex trafficking of kids and abusing them sexually, and then this two-tiered system of justice where people that are really wealthy don't have
but
to
it's
experience
worse than that. It's worse
the
than
rest
that.
Of it.
It's emblematic.
Yeah, it's,
that they can't
I mean,
be trusted.
It's the satanic stuff.
And it's saying we have it. He rapes hundreds of kids. They're all going to jail and saying, I never said that. It's also insulting right. our intelligence. But moving on from there, because I want some other big topics here.
Well, let me throw one more thought to you, Alex, because it went broader and you started the last hour with it, and it's really relevant. Something about societies and civilizations running down to like satanic worship, you know? It's inevitable, and it always happens, and it's biblical, and it's a cycle of humanity. So we're living through something that has been done many, many times. There's nothing, I mean, it starts from the Garden of Eden, which my wife and I were talking about earlier. It's the sin, actually, and this is kind of interesting. This is relevant to Donald Trump's scenario right now. The sin was not that Eve took a bite of the apple, which was directly like following the words of the devil, right? The sin is that man, Adam, went along with it. And then he didn't take responsibility. He tried to blame it on the woman. God's like, hey, man, you got things out of order here. This is the mistake. That's when man was thrown out of the Garden of Eden. And you don't have to believe that story literally to know that the truth of it is there is a big problem, because people can do things that are bad, but if you can't own it and take management of it, which is what we're seeing a failure of, then we're going to have this stray from God, which means we are headed for a biblical correction. And it's happened many times, and human beings will continue. It won't be the end of the world. It won't be the end of like everyone's life, but there's some hardship coming, certainly for people that thought they were getting a return to something normal in America. And we're not going to get that.
And now let me add this. And now let me add this. Mm-hmm. It's beyond rage. It's like a dirty feeling, which I hardly ever feel. I'm just so disgusted. The word's disgusted. The Democrats openly want pedophilia. They openly want to sexualize our children. They're part of the left worldwide that's just out in the open. And then Trump messes all this up. And then they get to look like the good guys and say, we're the bad guys. And they get away with it. It's like, it's just sick.
That is the trick that is played over and over again. This is the devil's trick. I mean, it's turning things. It's making you defend something that you didn't do wrong. It's always, and this is whether it be Saul Alinsky or you go all the way back through the Old Testament. This is a classic move of projecting And then you end up on the defensive when maybe you didn't do anything wrong. Now, I have no idea what Donald Trump did or didn't do. And there's too many files there for me to get into. But what I do know is that they messaged it poorly and they didn't take ownership of it. And that there's no heads rolling inside this government.
And what I do know is
we got
the Democrats caught in the most horrible stuff ever. And there's not even discussion about other than the show.
Right. Nobody is talking about the stuff that you were reading in those emails. What we're talking about is whether or not Lutnick had a nanny that got hired because there's an email somewhere that says the Lutnick nanny between Epstein and some unknown person. Who knows why or what the context is, or even if it's the same Lutnick. So it's smear. It's association. They're carrying a lot of water with certain words that we saw. And some of those things may turn out, like she said, family members. Well, how close and how specific, like current family? Like, what does family members even mean? You know, I've got family members that I haven't spoken to a brother in 9 years.
Stay there, You got to go. To your own show that you did do earlier. I want to now with you go through these new emails because I didn't even hit the stuff I've already covered. I've got a whole bunch of new stuff. I want to get you as a former FBI agent, really smart guy. People think I talk fast. In the old days, I did. This guy's brain moves quick. He knows what he's talking about. And I know a lot of stuff and I can barely follow it. So sometimes like, you need to slow down there. It's not that people are dumb, but it's a little over their head. I don't know how to read these files. I had to call them and say, what's this code mean? Am I right about that? Yeah, you're right about that. It's kind of simple stuff, but also hard because you're having to read so much too. And you're just like, then I go check and see if it is real. And it's like, and it keeps being real on the file. And I just get worse and worse. Stay right there. We'll come right back to you. Cause I want to hit the, trafficking kids and more on the beef jerky. And I haven't hit the other stuff. I mean, there's just so much I can't believe.
How much are the people that took all the flack for Pizzagate and everything else like that? Like, how many of them are just like having conniption fits right now, reading the same thing and seeing? I punched it.
No. They're doing victory laps. People we know are involved and saying Trump's a pedophile. The pedophiles love this. And Anna Kasparian, all of I remember them all attacking me, saying none of it's real. I'm completely insane. And now they're the big heroes up talking about it, but they're only talking about Lutnick.
Right. This is again when you let somebody else craft the narrative, you let somebody else. If you try to avoid that full transparency, there is a. I've been reading a bunch of stuff that Serpico said, Frank Serpico, the police officer out of New York, right? And a lot of the stuff he says is that you can just measure, like the weapon of whistleblower and the weapon of cutting through corruption is transparency, not fake transparency, actual transparency to get to the actual answer without an agenda. It's like the truth is going to be the truth. It's going to hurt some people. It's going to burn some people. So be it. It's going to taint some people just because they're associated with, even if they didn't do something terrible. Let's get it all out there. Let's rip the Band-Aid off. This is what you and I were talking about. We've been doing this for 9 months now, you and I. We've been talking about pull the Band-Aid off. And for whatever reason, whoever's advising them, they didn't do it.
Little ecosystems that spin off.
Yeah, the ecosystem allows people that are going to be nefarious actors to shape it on their own side. They get you derailed by certain little side arguments. Now you got a lady in Congress coming out talking about associates and family members with no specifics. You always find that the devil hides in these details because they love to not give you specifics. They just say things that sound really scandalous.
Where that happened to me, but I want to hit these emails. I want to get an FBI agent, former FBI agent's take on them. I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You finance it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at TimFullerShow.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace with Evil, Saint Crusader King, and then Do Like That Still Image of Me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy, in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before their hatch. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones